Why did you want this discussion to happen in a public arena?
Well, I think whenever you talk about adding 300 jobs to an economy the size of Wilmington, it is a public conversation. You know, this opportunity does not come around all that often in a community this size. And as an active entrepreneurial member of this community, I mean, these are the kind of stories that I think we should have publicly, because it's very important that we attract and retain businesses in Wilmington.
That's been a big part of the discussion, as certainly at the county level, at the state level, and at the city level. What attracts businesses to Wilmington?
Well, we were attracted here because of the environment, the climate. But there comes a point when there has to be other factors that keep large businesses here. So we'll be asking Petaluma and California and the surrounding counties out there the same question. What is it about your community that makes your community specifically, you know, attractive? And so we were asking the members here the same question. So we'll be talking to the commissioners, we'll be talking to Wilmington Development, we'll be talking to state and local leaders to see what their thoughts are on our growth and whether or not they want to join us and help us make that a possibility.
What do you think about tax incentives? Is that what you're after?
I'm not really after anything right now, because ultimately it's not in my control. We want to hear what's available. We don't want anything special. We don't want anything extra. We don't want to place an undue burden on the people of Wilmington. That's not our point. It's just to find out what's available, and that's what we're asking the leaders of both communities.
What have you heard so far in terms of what there might be here for you?
We have heard nothing yet. The talks are just beginning, and we have asked for nothing and been offered nothing.
And what about Petaluma?
Petaluma starts the third week of September, so we will be out there, myself and my president, Joe Finley, and having those very same discussions.
When will you make the decision?
We have to make it soon. As I outlined, our timeline to build this new building is ever approaching. So we'd like to make it in 3 to 6 months.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Brett Martin, who is the CEO of Castle Branch, a Wilmington-based employment screening company. The company is planning a major expansion and is weighing its options. The decision right now is between Wilmington, North Carolina, and Petaluma, California. What will be the deciding factors in this ultimate decision? What will it come down to?
Well, at the end of the day, I think you're looking at three major factors. One is the lifestyle. We're a big fan of our employees enjoying where they live, and we, as owners of the company and shareholders, those same attributes are very important to us. So Wilmington has that definitely in spades. At the same time, there has to be a great labor force. There has to be, in our case, we're a very young company, and we attract a lot of college graduates, and we like that. We like the fact that we're a young, vibrant company. So there has to be a strong labor force we can tap into. And then thirdly, it has to make good financial sense. The rent has to be right. The terms have to be correct. Ultimately, weighing those three will give us our final decision.
If you did decide to expand in California, would that affect your operations in Wilmington?
Absolutely not. There is no question that we will continue our operations here in Wilmington. There is not a single job that is at risk. And even if we were to conduct the large expansion in California, we would see continued growth in Wilmington. It wouldn't be exponential growth, because the largest growth is going to come with the placement of the new facility. But there will be continued growth in Wilmington. We're committed to this community, and we are not going anywhere.
Where would you wind up living?
I would wind up living right where I live, Wilmington, North Carolina.
Brett Martin, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for your time.